time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to RB Clay Field, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks leading the Canby Lancers at halftime here, 26-6. And before we go through the statistics with Dwayne, we have some special guests. I've been doing a tease all first half. We have special guests, but we're not going to tell you who they are until now. Shauna Verlin comes up, asked Shauna to come up. Shauna, we know each other from dance, right?
Yes, we do.
But now you're doing cheerleading.
Yes, it's a little different. Usually I see you at dance time. Now it's football season, and here with my cheerleaders this year.
How long has Canby had cheerleaders, or did you start it back, program back up again?
So we've had it. I don't know the exact start date, but I know we've had it for a long time. But we ended our cheer program in 2019 with no popularity of wanting it.
Okay.
And then this last spring, I got contacted by Perry Fink saying, we have about like 20 girls signed up that are interested, and they're like, do you want to do it? And I was like, sure, I'll bring it back. So after a couple, 2 or 3 years with COVID and everything, we brought it back this year.
Good. One of the few schools that do have cheerleading for football, right?
Yes, very few still have it. I know we do. I honestly can't remember. I think Lakeview still has their program.
Hortonville, maybe?
Ortonville, yep. And then I think TMB might even have
it. Yep, TMB does, yep.
So, yeah, very few.
How many girls you got on the cheer team this year?
We have 8 girls. I'll just list them all off.
Okay.
So we have Abby Zitzman, Isabel Thompson, Alyssa Hoffman, Addie Foster, Maya Frank, Natalie Meyer, Ryan Karsten, and Katie Munter.
Good job. You did that top of your head. Hope you didn't forget anybody, right?
I hope not. I feel really bad.
So how often do you practice, and who comes up with the cheers?
So our cheers have kind of been in the book since the beginning.
Okay.
Even my aunt and...
Well, you were a cheerleader when you were at Canby.
I was, yes.
All right.
So some I still remember. I brought some new ones to our book, but even like old past cheerleaders are like, I still remember this one. I mean, it's changed over the years, but yeah, we have about 60 cheers that we have to learn.
How often do you practice?
We started our summer practices in July.
You practice every day?
No.
Oh.
It's about 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay.
Now this year, since school started, we've kind of only practiced on game days or once a week.
Okay. Real good. Well, you brought a couple of cheerleaders. Who are these two here?
I brought my two captains.
Captains, okay.
So I have Isabel Thompson with me and Abby Zitzman.
All right. Shauna, it's always nice to visit with you.
Yes, it always is.
And we'll talk dance in the winter, right?
Yep. Right now I'm focusing on football.
All right. Well, thank you for coming up. We're going to talk with a couple of the Canby Lancer cheerleaders here. And I want you to come up here a little closer here. So Abby Zitzman, who's that?
Me, really.
You, okay, well, yeah, I see your coat there. It says Abby on it. Abby, what grade are you in?
9th grade.
And why are you all for cheerleading?
I want to support my team and get the crowd wild.
Okay, and how long have you been a cheerleader?
Just this year, just started.
Okay, are you enjoying it?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
Just all the people, just being around them, and being out there to support.
All right. You like your coach?
Yeah.
I'm just teasing you. She's standing right next to you. So, good. Talk about your coat. You got some good apparel there, huh? You got paint on your face?
Yeah.
Who did that for you?
I did it myself.
Okay. Great. And who do we have here?
Isabel Thompson.
Hi, Isabel. What grade are you in?
I'm in 11th grade.
Okay. How long have you been a cheerleader?
This is my first year, too.
First year, too. So talk about a cheer, then. Who comes up with it? What do you say? I mean, how do you do the choreographer?
Well, usually, like, the coach comes up with it.
Okay.
Sometimes they can, like, make up their own on the sideline.
Okay. And so your job as a cheerleader is what?
To get the crowd into the game.
Okay, are you doing that tonight with the Canby crowd? You're out in front?
We sure hope so, yeah.
You like being out in front?
Yeah.
Doing cheers? All right. So there's 8 girls?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you're enjoying the time being a cheerleader then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, are those new uniforms you got, or? Nope.
No.
Nope.
New ones are in the mail.
What's that?
New ones are in the mail.
New ones are in the mail. All right, awesome. So can you teach me a cheer quick? What cheer do you want to do? No, you don't have to do the dancing and stuff. I don't dance. So just, can you do a cheer for us? Go ahead.
Yell out your colors?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yell out your colors, Lancers, orange and blue. Orange and blue. Yell out your colors, Lancers, orange and blue. Orange and blue.
That was awesome. I could do that.
Yeah.
But I can't dance. Don't ask me to dance. You got pom-poms?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, Abby and Isabel, thanks for taking the time and visiting with us at halftime here.
Yeah.
And you can cheer a little harder, get the Lancers up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming up.
Thank you.
Abby Zitzman and Isabel Thompson, Camby Lancer cheerleaders. Always nice to have cheerleaders, right? Every school should have cheerleaders, right?
Yeah.
All right. And tell you what, this is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. And, Mike, I'm just going to turn it back to you and take a couple minutes here, and Dwayne and I will be back with some halftime stats and everything.
I'm with Monica Bothan. Monica, you have a big celebration coming up.
I sure do, Paul Ramo. 15 years I'm celebrating, September 14th through the 17th. Mark your calendars. That Friday, the 16th, I'll be serving hot chicken sandwiches to go at noon until they're gone. Please come on in, check out all my new fall fashions. I'm giving away daily door prizes, and Monica's got a lot of surprises for you, so come on in and celebrate with Monica.
Congratulations on 15 years in business, Monica.
Thank you so much, Paul Ramo. I'm really pumped. It's been a blessing, and I can't wait to see all my fashionistas come in to say hey.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your agri-